Huge crowds of Iraqis converged on the city of Karbala today. Muslims of the Shia branch are making a pilgrimage for one of the holiest celebrations of their year, a pilgrimage that Saddam Hussein banned for decades. The massive size of the gathering shows one way that Iraq has already changed since the U.S. removed Saddam from power. But some Shia leaders also hope this gathering presents a challenge to the United States. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports now from Karbala. Steve, what have you seen there today? It sounds like quite an amazing sight.
One of the biggest crowds that I've ever seen, Michelle. When you get about 40 miles outside this historic city, the roads become unbelievably clogged. There's a four-lane highway that leads into Karbala, and it really became a two-lane road. The traffic was restricted onto two of the lanes, and then the other side of this divided highway was entirely filled by pilgrims walking, and people walk, some of them 10 miles, some of them 50 miles, some of them hundreds of miles over the last few days to get into this city for this pilgrimage. It's a pilgrimage that, as you said, was banned in past years. People did make it, but they had to make it secretly, slipping along the highways, walking along paths in the middle of the night, trying not to get hassled or even arrested by Ba'ath Party officials or soldiers as they went. Now they're doing it very publicly. People have set up little stands along the way to feed and give water to the pilgrims as they march, because these are people walking with almost nothing on their backs. There's no luggage, there's no food, there's no water. They're just counting on passersby to take care of them, and people are. And they've now been gathering here, part of Karbala, near the shrine to Hussein. Many of them are just sleeping on the ground here, sleeping in their cars. Organizers claim that 6 million people are coming for this. I certainly have no way to verify that number, but I can tell you it is a very, very large number of people.
And I gather that there are some Shia leaders who very much want to give this not just a religious context, but also imbue this with political meaning as well.
Yeah, well, a major Shia opposition group is the one that's been most vocal in that regard. It's called the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. It is based in Tehran, Iran, and it has not always worked very well with the United States. And a few days ago, the leader of that group, who's Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr Hakim, through a spokesman, he put out a pronouncement stating that this gathering in Karbala should be used as an opportunity to tell the United States that there should be no occupation, no U.S. occupation of Iraq. And so that message is being put out there. Now, I'm not sure that that a lot of people who are marching to Karbala even know that. They're certainly not marching for that reason. Many of them have been on the road for so many days that they probably didn't hear about it anyway. But there is that context here, this sense of a huge, huge crowd of Shiite Muslims, and the fact that this is a majority of Iraq. So if you are going to set up some kind of representative government, people here are going to have a lot of say in what happens next.
With 6 million people descending on the city, what is the U.S. presence like at this point, Steve?
The U.S. presence, I haven't seen a single American soldier. They are around here. They're providing security, but a bit from a distance. And I have to say that that they're not necessary. As I said, there's no way to really count the crowd here. But even though there's no formal government in Karbala at this point, religious leaders have set up organizations of people. They're manning checkpoints. They've set up roadblocks. They've dealt with traffic. They've diverted traffic from the central part of town, which is completely clogged with people who are sleeping on the streets. And I have to say that for such a gigantic crowd, which gets very emotional during these celebrations, they're marking a death that's very important to them. People have been extremely busy so far.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Steve.
You're welcome.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in Karbala.